Tom LeCocq with AARP Wyoming says in order for older residents to age in place, they need home health care, help with chores, bathing, and other community-based services.
That when delivered actually in the home, as opposed to being delivered in a skilled nursing facility, help folks remain independent. The nice side effect in doing that is the fact that they save a lot of money specifically for the state.
LeCocq points to the Community Choices Waiver, a program that helps people get nursing home level care in their own home for less than half the cost of a skilled care facility. According to the Wyoming Department of Health, the waiver has saved the state up to $66 million since 2014. A 2011 AARP survey found that 90% of adults age 65 and older want to stay in their homes and communities as they age. LeCocq says this means the least expensive option for long-term care is also what older residents overwhelmingly prefer, and is good news for policymakers facing tough budget decisions.
They're in a position that you wouldn't wish on anybody. We understand the cuts need to be prescriptive. We understand that the state can only spend the money it has. I think it's just important to remember that sometimes you can be well-meaning and cut a program that actually ends up costing you more money in the end.
When people can't afford care at a nursing home, the federal government only picks up half the bill, leaving the state to come up with roughly $70 million per year. LeCocq says since Wyoming's aging population is the fastest growing in the nation behind Florida, maintaining home and community-based services will become increasingly important down the road. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.